Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, frequent guest of ours and many other radio shows throughout the years, but has told me privately this is the show he likes to be on. Fitz, welcome.
I do love doing this show because of that, because of those things. I'm sorry to hear the show's ending. Guys, I think you've done an outstanding job. Every time I'm on, you ask great questions. It's an informative, entertaining show. Congratulations. It's easy to be boring on radio, but not as easy to do things the way you have, and I appreciate it very much.
All that ends today, Fitz.
I appreciate that. You never know what the future holds, as I tell everyone. I got a lot of life left in me, Fitz. Who knows? Maybe. I hope. So what's happened with K-State basketball? They went from being down and out, really, and everybody jumping off the bandwagon, and Jerome Tang can't coach, and everything that happened 2 years ago was an illusion. And now they're hot. They go up to Ames and throttle Iowa State, and they look like a good basketball team. What in the heck's going on?
I appreciate you having me on for my expert analysis, because my answer is, how the hell do I know? I can't figure this out. This is one of the strangest things I've ever seen. It's literally like a switch was flipped, and all of a sudden they can see. They understand what they're supposed to be doing. They're defending much better. They're getting the ball off of missed shots or turnovers and running with it. They're attacking the rim, something they didn't do as much in last night's game at Arizona State, but they did enough to escape with a win. They're just playing to a really well-defined identity. Guys, after most of the season, having no identity at all and not even being close to one. And now they know who they are, who their players are, what their roles are, and they got to be pretty scary to anyone lying in their path right now, including two really good teams coming up in Bramlage Coliseum in Kansas and Arizona.
Yeah, it hasn't been since the K-State-Wichita State game that the teams went in opposite directions, because K-State was still down for a little bit after that. But you talked then about, you know, going with some younger players, changing up the rotation a little bit. If that's not exactly what worked, is just changing something kind of always a key to this? You just don't go with the status quo?
Yeah. I mean, you can't keep trying to use the same tools that weren't getting the job done. And they have moved some things around. We've seen they're using EK Gruko a lot more. Moby's been a dose of energy. He was on the floor in the last minute of the game. That's how much trust he's earned, despite being a really raw player, really a lot to learn. We've seen David Castillo, his minutes tick up. Sometimes he gets a little overwhelmed by things as a true freshman. But the real key here is Doug McDaniel's taking control of this team as a point guard needs to do. And Coleman Hawkins now is doing a better job of mixing his offensive skill sets with his ability to pass and create for others. And it's just really paid off. But honestly, guys like David Gasan, who plays his ass off every game and was huge in that Arizona State game, and Max Jones has turned into the blue-collar guy that does everything that needs to be done. This has been a pretty effective lineup. And now that Brendan Hausen is shooting the ball much better, it's really impressive what they're able to do on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, you hadn't mentioned Hausen, and I was going to jump in there with him because he's made an impression on me in recent games with that ability to shoot the ball. But even more than that, kind of the chip on the shoulder he plays with, and it's kind of when K-State was not playing well. And it kind of seemed futile, the chip on the shoulder. But now you see some of these guys, and it seems to fit this program and this particular team pretty well, and he's one of the ringleaders. Do you agree with my assessment there?
I do. And a shout-out to him, because he's improved his defense a lot. Because I think he was humiliated, embarrassed earlier in the year when the TV announcers kept highlighting, I can't remember what game it was, if it was TCU or Oklahoma State, how the opposing offense was just taking advantage. They were running everything at Hausen, and I think they took it to heart. They have got to defend better. He's become a much more complete player. He can get to the rim. He threw a beautiful alley-oop last night, and I think the real key for him is now that K-State's decided to attack the rim, he's getting a lot of passes from the inside out, and that's just a better catching and shooting position. And when he catches it cleanly and he is alone, there's a good chance he's going to make it. It's pretty fun to watch. I think the shot at Iowa State when he just put the dagger in from about 35 feet was a real statement and probably incredibly boosted his confidence.
So usually, when you see teams kind of operate to the extremes that Kansas State has, both good and bad, the truth probably is somewhere in the middle. I would definitely say they're closer to good than bad, but how far from the middle are they, and how far from the middle could they possibly get?
Well, let's put it this way. This conference has a collection of really good coaches, and Bill Self might be the best of them. So if KU doesn't have solutions for what K-State's doing, it might persist. It might continue to have success. But someone's going to begin to peel back this new onion that K-State's presenting and figure out how to disrupt what they're trying to do and how they're doing it and what their new weaknesses are now that they're playing better defense. And I think Self's probably the most equipped to do that in the conference. And that's what they need to be on alert for Saturday afternoon at Bramlage. And be prepared to, counter whatever they do, because it's coming. People are going to figure them out to some degree, and they've got to be able to move on to the next thing if that's necessary.
Tim Fitzgerald, our guest, GoPowerCat.com, his publication. If you're a K-Stater, you're taking it. I can't imagine that there are many K-Staters out there who aren't subscribing to GoPowerCat.com. So a four-game winning streak for K-State. They're at 500, so it's not time to anoint anything, but certainly a much more promising path right now. How important is it for them to at least split these next two home games?
Yeah. I think it's essential. I mean, if they want to have any shot at the NCAA tournament, and the damage was so severe from the early part of the season, it's going to be extremely hard to do. You got to win one of these. And in all honesty, you might need to win two of them just for the win count and for keeping another loss out of that column. And this is an opportunity to really boost their computer rankings. Whatever the committee's using, you knock off two of these, you know, really good teams and back-to-back games, you're probably going to get a huge boost in your power rating because they're way too low. They've got to get their net up. They've just got to do a lot of things here to get improved in a better position. But they need to win a lot. And I think we've figured out they can only give away about two losses down the stretch here before the Big 12 tournament to be in consideration. And that's going to take a lot of really good basketball to accomplish.
Seems like every time we talk, the conference kind of turns upside down a little bit, or we see some very surprising results. It's kind of cliche to ask if there's a great team in this conference, but I guess the question would be, does all this beating up on each other help or hurt the conference overall?
You know, I think in football, when you're really competitive, it can hurt you because your starters are having to play every game. I think it's less so in basketball. I think where it damages the Big 12, again, coming back to the coaches being so adept at breaking down their opponents, I think they all become so focused on how to beat Big 12 teams. They get in the tournament with maybe a little bit different styles and some different issues and less familiarity, and it becomes a little more difficult for them. So I think success can almost be incestuous in the fact that you're all kind of playing the same way within a conference in many ways, or you're stealing from each other ideas. And once you kind of, you know, unpack that and understand what you're doing, it's great in conference, but boy, you get in the tournament and you're set with a whole, you're presented with a whole set of new problems that you got to solve in short notice.
I'll kind of stay on that conference theme that Jeff brought up, and Tim Fitzgerald's our guest. We're more than halfway now, two-thirds of the way through the college basketball season. We completed a Big 12 football season. What are your impressions of this new Big 12 with 16 teams from different areas of the country? Do you like it? You think it's going to be great for the future? What are your thoughts?
I do like it. I think we've seen additions from these Pac-12 schools that I didn't expect. I thought Utah was the best culture in terms of fitting in the Big 12, and they've kind of remained a little bit standoffish with this whole thing, which is disappointing. And, you know, part of it's probably that they had a miserable football season that was completely unexpected. That tends to make your fans a little bit grumpy and looking for things to blame. But I think Arizona and Arizona State are darn happy to be in this conference from everything I can see, and Colorado's probably happy to be home because I'm going to say it, they should have never left. They thought that was going to be best for them, and it really wasn't. So I think it's good. I've enjoyed this a lot. I don't know if we're done with realignment or what, but 16 is probably the best number to operate with, if not 12. And going to 20, the Big Ten's at 18, and it would just, the numbers are getting absurdly big, but I think all these conferences are going to be at 20 at some point.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you about football, because K-State mm-hmm. had a season that you can probably make a case was either close to what was expected or maybe a tad disappointing. What are you expecting for 2025? Do you think K-State will open the season in the top 25? How good can the Cats be?
They'd be really good. They return a lot of promising players, bringing a lot of more players up from that, you know, 2023 recruiting class that has been so important. We'll see more and more of those guys. Today and tomorrow, we're meeting with the media is meeting with the transfer portal guys. We had the offensive players today, which are three receivers, three offensive linemen, and one running back. You can tell where they were worried about their roster. They needed to improve the depth in the offensive line. They needed to improve the playmaking ability in the receiver room, and they needed a big physical back, which they found. So, and on top of that, all seven of the guys were extremely well-spoken, nice guys. And I think they're good fits for this locker room, which is important to Chris Klieman. We'll get the defensive guys tomorrow, but I think K-State now knows how they need to recruit to build a team that can compete at the highest level in this conference and maybe beyond. And I think they will be one of the favorites. But, you know, you got BYU out there, Arizona State out there. It's going to be fun. And the one truth I know about the Big 12, and we voted in these media polls before, that whatever this the media decides will be the 2025 top teams, I ignore that and put money on the 16th pick to win some games.
Yeah. Well, you've been a great guest of ours over the years. Anytime we've called upon you, you've been more than willing to come on the show. And we know you faced some health issues and that you're doing well. And we hope you're around for a long, long time, Fitz. And we'll talk in the future, I hope.
Okay, brother. You stay in touch. If you ever fire something back up, you know I'm in.
All right. You Thanks. Bet. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.